phi bhu tang sa take a few minutes, maybe 5 or so minutes, to help stabilize the heart, the mind. You might take up mindfulness of breathing or whatever the mind likes to use to bring about stable balance. Instead of any sense of escaping, it's much more of a grounding into the reality of the breath moving or the reality of sensations coming and going. Finding mental safety, psychological safety in being connected in this continuous way. If you're working with the breath, it could be as simple as breathing in, it's like this now. Breathing out, it's like this now. So again, we're just taking a few minutes and one more time recognizing the healing, both the psychological and spiritual healing of connecting, sustaining awareness with the body, with the breath in the body. It's not so much of a creative act, like trying to create some experience, as much as it is a submission or grounding, surrendering to the way it is, to the way these sensations are now, the breathing is now. In a way, this mind that knows is aligning with the Dhamma, the way it is, immediately, here and now. And as you feel, as the mind becomes more steady, more stable, then feel free at any time to take up the contemplation. So in the context of the attention, knowing the experience of the body or knowing the experience of the breath in the body. So in the context of being aware of the way it is, then noticing the experience of a doer or a doing that arises from time to time. So really all we're doing is setting the intention or setting the resolve to notice the experiences of a doer doing something. However skillful or unskillful that doing might be, it doesn't really matter, just being interested in noticing the arising of a doer doing something. Just to be a neutral, honest observer, wanting to see this presence of a doer or this activity of doing and see what can be learned. Of course, there are many things to observe. For example, when you notice a doer, then can you notice what the doer is doing? Or if you notice something is being done, there's a doing, then to ask or to look, is there a doer behind the doing? So just the connection between a doer and a doing, an activity that's being done. Remember, this is meant to be a very honest contemplation. We're not looking to gain the approval of the Buddha. So, for example, you might notice the doing of the breath coming in. That would be an obvious thing to notice. So, is there a doer behind that breath coming in, the activity of the breath coming in? Maybe sometimes yes, maybe sometimes no, just noticing the differences. Or when a thought happens. So again, just noticing the activity of the body and mind, what we call doing, and then noticing any appearance or any sense of a doer behind the doing, behind the activity of sitting or breathing or the activity of meditating. And you can add to the contemplation an interest in any stress, any quality of the mind being burdened or bound in that experience of doing or that experience of a doer doing something. Is it related to stress in any way? And is there a way for this activity of the body or mind to happen without there being stress? And it really matters the kind of stories or the way the mind languages its experience. So we might be languaging our experience as something like, I'm meditating now. I'm observing the mind, noticing the doer, noticing if there's any stress associated with the doer or the doing. But there's another way we can just practice languaging. So this activity of meditating and this activity of doing this particular contemplation, to see this or to language this as simply nature, the activity of nature. That when the causes and conditions are like this, then this is how nature expresses itself. Just as this mind and body is expressing itself. And you can even ask the question from time to time for the last few minutes. Is this self? Is this me contemplating, meditating? Or is this nature? Just an open question that might help illuminate the way it is now. So whether the mind is misbehaving or is being a responsible meditator, is this activity nature, causes and conditions lawfully, conditionally unfolding? Or is the self, me, acting in this way or that way, doing this or doing that? You might even realize or recognize that both perceptions, in a sense, work. It can be understood or seen in this way, and it can be seen or understood in this other way. And then it's a question of what's more skillful? What way of understanding or perceiving this activity of meditating is more skillful, as nature or as me meditating? Which is more peaceful? Is this nature or is it self?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.